to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. In this episode, I discuss the three tools that I use to build my logbook entries while sailing. So on the three different sailing trips that I've been on, charter trips that I've been on, I've kind of used three different methods of capturing logbook entries, and the information has varied among those methods as well. But I've kind of settled on a system that I think works well, and it's the one that I implemented on our most recent sailing trip to St. Petersburg, and I wanted to kind of share that process in this episode. So on the British Virgin Islands trip in the summer of 2019, I just kept a physical paper journal that I actually wrote in every evening. Now, as a guest or a crew member on that trip, I had time in the evening to kind of decompress, think about the day, take notes, and kind of write in long form about what we did. And That's great to look back on. It actually created the logbook entry episodes on this podcast, and it's a great way to recount the details of what we did, not only on the full trip, but each day. So it was great to kind of look back and relive those moments in greater detail. On the second sailing trip, the one to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where I was also a guest and crew, I tried to use just a digital logbook app, which I will link in the show notes. It worked great for capturing details that I would not have otherwise had, like the environmental details, also some sailing details like when we tacked, when we were sailing versus motoring, things of that nature. Those are things that I could capture with pen and paper, on a physical log, if we were doing that as we sail. But again, with the app and specifically with the Apple Watch integration to the app, it made it super easy to kind of to capture those details. You know, when you tack, when you jibe, when the sails go up, when you're motoring, when you're motor sailing, when you're moored, when you're anchored, things like that. Those kind of details can be captured in real time using the app. But what I did find is I didn't go back. I did not keep a physical journal. I did not, you know, write in long form the details of that trip. And while I did capture a lot of video and photos, which I do on all the trips, I didn't have any kind of narrative to go along with that. And I really missed that on that trip. That was something that was great about how I logged the BVI trip, and that I really missed on the U.S. Virgin Islands trip. On our first charter as a family to St. Petersburg, I knew I wanted a lot of detail. This was my first ever charter. This is what I had worked months and months for, earning the certifications, going through the training, and here we were on our first trip, and I knew I wanted to capture as much detail as possible. But I also knew that it was time-consuming in the evenings to write out that journal. So what I did, I combined the physical journal concept and the digital app real-time capture that I had used before, and I added on a third layer or a third application to help facilitate capturing those details. And this is the Day One Journal app. It's an app that I used years and years ago, and kind of had strayed away from and came back to, and I use periodically, and I've got it integrated with some other applications like Instagram and Strava, so that I can it kind of automatically journals a lot of the posts and you know, entries that are made in those applications, and it reminds you, you know, on this day in the past, you know, those entries that were made. So that's kind of neat. But one of the big benefits of this app is you can dictate to it on the iPhone. Actually, you can dictate to it on the Apple Watch as well, and it syncs via iCloud to all devices, the Apple Watch, iPhone, even the iPad, which is a nice interface if you're typing in your journal entries. But what I did each evening on the St. Petersburg trip was I just sat down and I kind of dictated to the journal app what happened that day and the details of the day. And these are the things that I would have written in the physical journal. And actually, I bought a physical journal to journal like I did in the BVI each night. However, captaining the boat requires so much more attention and time and mental bandwidth, I guess, that sitting down at the end of the day to kind of decompress was better done over a beer than over a journal. But the good thing about the day one app is that I was able to do both. So sitting on the back and sitting on the back cockpit of the boat in the evening, or while I was cooking dinner out on the grill, I was able to dictate to the app, you know, again, the details of the day. It immediately captured them in a journal entry. And then once they're saved, you know, they're immediately backed up to the cloud. So there's no, you know, even if I drop the phone off the side of the boat, those journal entries are already backed up, which is nice and something that the paper journal can't do as well. You know, if I had filled out all the logbook entries and then dropped the bag that the journal was in into the water, you know, those entries would be destroyed and gone. So on one hand, you know, they say, you know, the paper journal is hard to compete with because the batteries never die and you can always grab another pen and continue writing. And for that reason is kind of why I decided to combine all of these methods into one big process. So now I've got the logbook app on my phone capturing details about the sail every day. I've got, I'm dictating my thoughts and details of the day into the day one app. I was then able to print those out in order to read those for the logbook entries of this podcast. And then I can also transfer and plan to, have not yet, but plan to transfer those entries into the physical journal as well. So not only will they be in the app, they'll be backed up to the cloud, but they'll be in a physical journal that I can go back and read one day if that's the best format, because the day one app may not be around forever, or I may use a different tool in the future, but to archive those by transferring them into a physical journal, you know, that's something I can have here at home or pass down to my kids and grandkids in the future and still have a record of these sailing trips. So that's my process. Again, I use the day one journal app to capture my journal entries that will then be later transferred to a physical journal. And the journal that I like is the Leuchtturm 1917, and I use the dotted journal. I have a link to that in the show notes as well. You can pick them up at Amazon or a lot of bookstores. And then I use the logbook app that runs in the background on my iPhone, also syncs and backs up to the iPad through iCloud as well. But the combination of those three tools build my logbook process. And then, again, sharing those entries on the podcast as well is another way of distributing those, archiving them, and backing those up for the future as well. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.